A new WBUR poll out this afternoon shows Massachusetts voters have conflicting feelings when it comes to resettling Syrian refugees in the state. And as WBUR's Shannon Dooling explains, a closer look at the results reveals those sentiments are largely divided along party lines.
The WBUR poll surveyed 504 registered voters across the state, asking about the screening process for Syrian refugees and whether those refugees should be accepted into Massachusetts. A plurality of voters, 46%, say they do not believe the vetting process for Syrian refugees is sufficient. In spite of that, 54% say that Syrian refugees who pass the U.S. government screening process should be accepted into the state. Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. He says there's a distinct political pattern among many of the responses.
The most interesting thing to me was the sharp partisan split on these questions. We've seen some evidence of it in the way that politicians at the national level are approaching this issue, but you see it in public opinion as well.
According to the poll, 75% of Republicans do not believe the refugee vetting process for Syrians is sufficient. That's compared to just 33% of Democrats who say the same thing. Republicans and Democrats also disagree when it comes to resettling Syrian refugees in their hometowns. 68% of GOP voters are opposed, compared with just 30% of Democrats opposed.
There's the perception among Republican voters that the screening process is not sufficient. If you start with that as your premise, then you can understand why they would be reluctant to accept Syrian refugees that have only been vetted through a screening process that they view as not adequate.
Overall, voters are essentially split when it comes to the idea of resettling Syrian refugees in their own hometown. 47% support the idea, while 43% are opposed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.